This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The country seems divided on the following question. No, I'm not ramping up for an impeachment story at this historic juncture. The country also divides into people who would give a gag gift for the holiday and people who go all earnest with the presents that they give. One gag gift that really had legs, or gills, was that plastic fish trophy, the talking bass. George W. Bush had one. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair reportedly got one. They've been around for 20 years, and it is a business story, as we'll hear from the inventor of that novel.
My name is Joe Pelletieri, and if I'm known for anything, I guess I would be known for being the inventor of Big Mouth Billy Bass. Really, it was my wife's initial idea. We were driving by a Bass Pro, and she said, how about a fish on a plaque singing? And then we talked about, you know, it would sing Take Me to the River. That was hilarious. Took me about a year, you know, working with engineers. I remember I had the item up in Hong Kong, like we were all the customers were coming to see us, and it was just singing, and the mouth was just moving, and it was just wiggling, and it was just okay. So I took it off the wall. I took a train into China, met with the engineers. You know, it was my last day there. Say, can you make the head turn? And then once they made the head turn, it became the item that it was. The surprise factor when it turned was the whole key. You got to get the joke in, you know, within the first 5-7 seconds, you know, so they don't walk away. And so that's what we did with Billy Bass, and it worked. It was one of the biggest novelty items of all time. When people talk about, you know, Pet Rock was minuscule compared to Big Mouth Billy Bass. I mean, it was huge. I won't reveal numbers, but, you know, it had my 15 minutes of fame. I was in the Wall Street Journal. I was in People magazine. But I tell people I'm not a one-hit wonder. I've got other hits that you probably are familiar with. I had Dancing Hamsters. I had Hip Hop Frogs. And then after a while, it wasn't as new and exciting. One thing that really hurt, we lost a lot of retailers. I mean, Eckerd Drugs went out of business. KB Toys been out of business. 2 years in a row, I lost my biggest customer. And you know, a lot of retailers changed their focus, and they didn't want to do novelty items anymore. So the business changed. I had these Elvis Hound Dogs. I had the 1956 Elvis, and I had movie Elvis, and I had 68 Special Elvis. They looked great. They sounded great. They had Elvis's voice in it, and they just didn't sell. And I go, what? You just don't know. It's funny because my background, I've got an MBA, and, you know, I decided I didn't really want to use that. I wanted to make products. I mean, I tell people I make toys for a living. I couldn't think of anything I'd rather do.